Chapter 6. The Story of Egypt. The Rise and Fall of Egypt. The River Nile was a kind friend, but occasionally it was a hard taskmaster. It taught the people who lived along its banks the noble art of teamwork. They depended upon each other to build their irrigation trenches and keep their dikes in repair. In this way, they learned how to get along with their neighbors, and their mutual benefit association quite easily developed into an organized state. Then, one man grew more powerful than most of his neighbors, and he became the leader of the community and their commander-in-chief when the envious neighbors of Western Asia invaded the prosperous valley. In due course of time, he became their king, and ruled all the land from the Mediterranean to the mountains of the west. But these political adventures of the old pharaohs, the word meant the man who lived in the big house, rarely interested the patient and toiling peasant of the grain fields. Provided he was not obliged to pay more taxes to his king than he thought just, he accepted the rule of Pharaoh as he accepted the rule of mighty Osiris. It was different, however, when a foreign invader came and robbed him of his possessions. After 20 centuries of independent life, a savage Arab tribe of shepherds, called the Hyksos, attacked Egypt, and for 500 years they were the masters of the valley of the Nile.